took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh god, girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance, we'll dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreaming, so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon, they said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said how much you paid for this, said nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, eat fudge, banana swirl. Just you and me, we'll travel around the world. Just you and me, punk rock girl.
All right, hello everybody. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you all have been having a good start off to your week. It's been a couple of weeks since I was last on the show. I was home for spring break last week, back in New Jersey. Had a good time, was relaxing, caught up on some stuff that I had been meaning to do for a while, so all is good there. And the week before that, there was that huge snowstorm, and the entire city of Boston got obliterated. But not actually, although we did get like 2 feet of snow, I think. More than anyone would have wanted to. So I was cooped up at my house, shoveling the sidewalk and studying for the midterms I had on the next 2 days. So, it's good to be back because that means that I am not doing that. So that's basically what I've been up to. Also, what I'm up to right now is trying to figure out why my laptop isn't connecting to the Wi-Fi so I can play my music for you all. So I'm just going to try to drag this out as long as I can until my laptop decides to connect. So as usual, I have some old favorites of mine for today, and I have some new songs that I've discovered, and I have some songs that were recently released to share for you all. So it should be a good time. And this really is not working. I don't know what's going on. Let me try turning the Wi-Fi off and back on again, because that always works. I'm hoping. Not really sure what... Oh, I think we got it. Okay, great. Let's just get started before the Wi-Fi dies again. This first song is by a band called Disco Inferno. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wrapping up that track there, that was It's a Kid's World, my bad, and that is by Disco Inferno, and it comes from their album The Five EPs, which is, as you might be able to guess, a compilation of five of their EPs that had been released a couple of years ago. So I heard that album, The Five EPs, is my first and actually only exposure still to Disco Inferno, who should obviously not be mistaken for the very popular song Disco Inferno, which came out in the late 70s or 80s, not really sure which. But anyway, this album, The Five EPs by Disco Inferno, I was listening to it and it kind of just feels like getting hit by a train in some ways, just because there's so many things going on and I have no clue how they did it. And that is no different for this particular track. It's a Kid's World, which is the title track to the fifth EP mentioned in the title. And when I was listening to it on Spotify, it says the release date is 2011, which is correct because that's when this compilation came out. But I forgot until towards the end of the album that these EPs were all released in like the late 80s and early 90s. Which is pretty unbelievable because they sound like they're taken from the future even today. So yeah, I think the whole thing is pretty nuts and I'm super impressed by what they were able to do 20, 30 years ago, because I have no idea how I or anyone else would do it even today. So shout out to Disco Inferno for doing whatever it is they have done. So yeah, love that album. And I'd highly recommend it for anybody who just wants to be confused for a little over an hour. anyway, moving on, this one goes back close to, I think, 51 years now. This is by a favorite of mine, who is named Leonard Cohen.
It's true that all the men you knew were dealers who said they were through with dealing every time you gave them shelter. I know that kind of man. It's hard to hold the hand of anyone who's reaching for the sky just to surrender. Who is reaching for the sky just to surrender. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And then leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. Now another stranger seems to want you to ignore his dreams as though they were the burden of some other. Oh, you've seen that man before, his golden arm dispatching cards, but now it's rusted from the elbow to the finger. And he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Yes, he wants to trade the game he knows for shelter. Oh, you hate to watch another tired man lay down his hand like he was giving up the holy game of poker. And while he talks his dreams to sleep, you notice there's a highway that is curling up like smoke above his shoulder. It's curling just like smoke above his shoulder. You tell him to come in, sit down, but something makes you turn around. The door is open, you can't close your shelter. You Try the handle of the road, it opens. Do not be afraid, it's you, my love, you who are the stranger. It is you, my love, you who are the stranger. Well, I've been waiting, I was sure we'd meet between the trains we're waiting for. I think it's time to board another. Please understand, I never had a secret chart to get me to the heart of this or any other matter. Well, he talks like this, you don't know what he's after. When he speaks like this, you don't know what he's after. Let's meet tomorrow if you choose, upon the shore, beneath the bridge that they are building on some endless river. Then he leaves the platform for the sleeping car that's warm. You realize he's only advertising one more shelter. And it comes to you, he never was a stranger. And you say, okay, the bridge or someplace later. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger.
Okay, that one was The Stranger Song by Leonard Cohen from his 1967 debut album, Songs of Leonard Cohen. Yeah, like I said before, I'm a big fan of Leonard Cohen, although I don't even know a fraction of his discography. Mostly I'm familiar with his third album, which came out in 1970, called Songs of Love and Hate. And this album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, I also know pretty well, but not as well as the one I just mentioned before. So I decided to listen to this one again when I was coming home from my spring break back up to Boston. And I was kind of struck by the song because it's pretty lyrical, it's pretty dark, nice guitar playing. And yeah, so I decided, oh, why don't I just throw this on here? And now, after listening to it with the pretty good speakers here in the WMFO studio, I noticed two things. One is the subject matter, which is kind of weird. It sounds to me, just from listening to it right now, like it's about gambling away your house and stuff like that, and I really don't know. I'm gonna have to read into the lyrics later because they sound pretty intriguing. And the second thing that I noticed is that the microphone sensitivity seems to have been pretty high on the recording because I could hear all of these mouth saliva-y sounds, which I hadn't noticed before. So I'm not sure. I might go back to listening to that song on the take because it was a little uncomfortable, but great song nonetheless. Moving right along, this is another slow, kind of minimal song, and it is by comes off of one of my absolute favorite albums ever, and it is by Slint. Thank you.
pockets with the dust of the memory that rises from the shoes on my feet. I won't be back here, though we may meet again. It's dark outside. Don't be afraid. Every time I ever cried for fear, it's just a mistake that I made. Wash yourself in your tears and build your church on the strength of your faith. Tonight, dreamlessly. head is empty. My toes are warm. I am safe from
That one was Washer by Slint from their second and final studio album, Spiderland, which came out in 1991. The last show that I did on WMFO, which was on March 4th, a long time ago, because I missed the past 2 weeks, the final song that I played on that show was Katie Song by Red House Painters, and the preceding week up until that show, whenever I picked up my guitar, I would kind of start mindlessly playing that song, like every time, and I was playing it all week. And this song is kind of the same for the interim period between then and now. I've been kind of obsessed with playing that song on the guitar, just because those arpeggios, that like twinkling kind of guitar pattern that comes out throughout the song, is so cool, and that super dark, quiet section that comes in two or three times, I love it. It sounds so evil. And that whole album, Spiderland, I really can't recommend highly enough. It's an absolutely brilliant exercise in tension and release, but more tension than release, as well as restraint. I think that when it gets all loud and distorted towards the end of that song, that's probably the only time that the only release of tension before the very end of the album, the last minute or so of the last track, which I think is such a cool way to structure an album. Every track is leading up to this final track, and then it finally all just like collapses upon itself, and then before you know it, it's over. So yes, Slint, Spiderland, one of my favorites of all time. All right, moving right along, I have two brand new songs that have come out in the past couple of days for you all that are both very good, as everything that I play is, in my personal opinion. And this first track that I have is by Preoccupations.
Yeah.
All right, that was Preoccupations with the track Decompose, which is the third track off of their brand new album New Material, which was released last Friday, I believe. This is the third album by Preoccupations, if you include their album Viet Cong, which came out under that name Viet Cong back in 2015. Which they had to change their name because a lot of people didn't like the name Viet Cong for understandable reasons. So now they changed it to Preoccupations, and in 2016 they released a self-titled album under the name Preoccupations. So I was kind of hoping that they would just keep changing their name and doing self-titled albums, which would have been a kind of funny gag, but New Material is a perfectly acceptable name as well. Yeah, that track was pretty cool. It kind of reminds me of the song Bloom by Radiohead a little, with that kind of chimey, I'm not really sure how to describe it, but it comes in like at the beginning of each measure. Pretty cool. The vocals are good. He seems to have kind of shied away from the more barky vocal approach that he did on their first, on the Viet Cong album, which is my favorite of the three, I'd say. But, it's a pretty good sound. It's nice post-punk kind of feel. So yeah, Preoccupations, check them out. And this next track, I'm very happy that Ice Age decided to release another new song, because now this is the fourth week in a row that I'm playing their music, and I'm going to keep doing it if they keep releasing new music. So this is the new single from Ice Age. Okay, that one was Take It All by Ice Age, and that is the third single that they've released for their upcoming album Beyondless, which is scheduled to come out May 4th, I believe. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be the first Ice Age album that I'm witnessing the release for, or that I'm aware of the band when it's coming out. So definitely looking forward to that. And all three tracks sound fantastic so far. I love in that track how they're incorporating more strings in their sound. In their last album, Plowing Into the Field of Love, they started adding strings on a couple of songs, and it looks like they're going even further in that direction, which I'm really excited for because I think it suits their sound pretty well and it adds a nice kind of softer edge to the sound. I believe their guitarist also plays viola, so that's probably him that you heard. So yeah, Ice Age, they're from Copenhagen, Denmark, and they have done no wrong yet, in my opinion. So that wraps up the first half of today's show. And before... and if you tuned in late, or if you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have a couple more tracks when we get back to the second part, and until then... I'm going to play a PSA for you all.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
All right, yeah, definitely wear your earplugs. Come to think of it, I think that's a PSA I played the last time I did this show, but it's a very important issue, especially if you're going to a lot of concerts with loud rock bands, such as some of the ones that I play. So yeah, be careful of your hearing because you can't get it back once you lose it. Actually, it's funny I should play that because this next band is probably the exact opposite of the kind of artist you would worry about hearing loss with. And they are called Blue Tile Lounge. Okay, that one was Ambered by Blue Tile Lounge, and that comes from their 1995 debut album, Lowercase. Blue Tile Lounge, they're a, I believe they fall under the slowcore genre, whatever you make of that, and they come from Australia. I think they're from the Perth area. This album, Lowercase, I heard it for the first time, I think, back in October or November, maybe, and it's quickly become one of my go-to homework albums because it's mostly pretty subdued. It's not too distracting, although it's certainly interesting enough to warrant paying attention to it if you have the time. And it certainly is very dynamic. There's definitely loud parts and build-ups and all that kind of stuff that you definitely want in any kind of music, even slowcore. So that wraps up that. I have one more song for you all, but other than that, the hour's already up. So thanks for everybody who was listening, and I hope to see you back here next week at 5 p.m. on Tuesday for the archive. You've been listening to me, DJ EJ, on the archive at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Going to be switching over in a moment to Boys Making Noise. I'm sure they have some great songs cooking up for you all right now. But until then, I have one more for you, and it's by Animal Collective. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll see you next week.
Pipes shooting murky gray.